because you wouldn't want the consequences. And if anybody tried to force you to steal, you'd be scared to death to do it. You wouldn't need any courage not to steal. You would need the courage to steal because you can't perceive good consequences from it. And if you find yourself thinking you ought to do something, but you don't seem to have the courage, it only means that you really don't yet perceive the consequences to you of acting. Because once having perceived the nature of the consequences, it's almost impossible not to act. If you don't feel an irresistible compulsion to do it, then you probably haven't thought it through far enough to really believe it to be the proper course of action. There are too many things telling you that will hurt you too much in the new situation, or too many good things that you're afraid to give up where you are now. Are there some mysteries connected with it all? Then clear them up. Get the answers you need to fill in all the gaps. First, make a list of all the unknowns, all the things that you might be afraid of because you don't know what they're going to turn out to be, and then set out to turn as many of those unknowns into knowns as possible. If the attitude of one other person is part of the unknowns, then ask him what his attitude is. Find out what he thinks. If he won't communicate, then at least you know that, and that should be an indication of something, and that's a little bit more than you had at the outset. Break things down into their component parts. Recognize that there may be several smaller actions involved instead of one huge homogeneous move, that it isn't one big act you're contemplating. It's actually a series of small acts that appear to add up to something big. And it may be that by adjusting some of the smaller acts, you can make the thing much better. When you break it down to the smaller parts, you'll find it much easier to deal with them. And a difficulty in one small part won't necessarily affect the whole package. You can replace that one small part with something better, or even leave it out and still get most of what it is you're seeking. But when you deal with the parts one at a time in laying out your plans, you can then hedge on any bad risks by acting in the areas one at a time. Then you can catch any mistake in your thinking before it's compounded by being a mistake in other parts too. And if after acquiring all the knowledge you need, you still see one course of action as obviously being more right, but you still can't seem to bring yourself to take the step, then ask yourself the simple question. What would you do right now if you knew for sure that you were not going to live more than one more year? Once you knew that there wasn't time for other people to hopefully come to conclusions that would facilitate your desires, what would you do? I imagine you would get busy and settle all of your accounts on some basis, any basis, so that you'd have some time left to live your life as you want to live it. You wouldn't let anything stop you from getting into a position to accomplish something worthwhile, and instead of taking so many other individuals into consideration, you'd probably be more likely to rationalize away their ill feelings toward your actions. Well, face it, you are going to die. You're not going to live forever. Are you going to wait until the last possible moment until you're certain that death is not very far away? You don't even know when that last moment is going to be. You don't even know how much of a life you have left at this very moment right now. Could anything be more important than getting a clean start? If there is something wrong with the situation in which you find yourself now, whether it be something wrong with your nature, something wrong with your code of conduct, or something wrong with the environment in which you find yourself. So there is a lot of discomfort involved in getting out of that environment. Aren't you a wee bit uncomfortable right now? Just what is it that stands in the way of making the decision to act, to move? Are you afraid of the reactions of other individuals? Is it that you're afraid you'll hurt someone else in the process? Well, when did you suddenly become God and determine that you knew what would make other people happy, that you know what is good for someone else or what is bad? All right, so you say he'll decide for himself, and right now he has decided things as they are. He has decided you as his business partner or his spouse or whatever. But isn't that what it also appears to outsiders that you're doing right now too, that you have made this kind of a decision, even though you're sure inside you'd be better off elsewhere? So how can you say the other party is wholeheartedly choosing that he needs you and has to have you? The point is that you are not God. Let others determine their own happiness from the alternatives that are realistically available. And the only alternatives that are realistic are those that take your profit motive into consideration. It isn't realistic to try to adjust your profit motive to stay where you are to protect someone else, because you're simply acting against the nature of you, and that's going to cause bad consequences in some way. It's going to cause you to do something inconsistent in the future that's going to hurt that other person just as much or more than the little hurt that might come from your making the break right now. One day, you will come to realize the full implications of the subjective nature of perception.